Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's a little Aretha bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., businessadvance.com is her website. And I encourage you to go there and ask Pam for the new report that she's put out about how to be a credible partner, which is what we're talking about during our visit today. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for staying with me. And thanks for almost eight great years of being a member of our Brain Trust. This thing about being we've already covered about the idea of what a partner is like. And Pam has been helping us understand some of the elements of being a credible partner. Pam, you've got some more thoughts on that.
Well, I want to emphasize that credibility is something that a customer decides that you have. So it's not something that somebody can just say, I am credible, and, I am the partner.
I'm pretty sure I've never said that. I think I'm happy. Now that I think about it, I think I'm glad I've never said that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've had experiences where people have said that to us. You know, we're the partner of choice. And, you're not. You know? And so we've done research, and you know that from all the years that we've been working together. We've studied these issues, and we've worked with our clients as they're trying to be more credible to their customers. And so one of the things is to look for the signals. And we have some of these examples on our Harper Report. I think one of the things I really want to talk about most of all is, do they work with you to come up with new ideas and to reach outcomes? You know, it's one thing to be a partner and you're making these wonderful recommendations, so you think. But if your customer is not accepting these recommendations, they're not working with you and saying, you know what, here's an idea. Yes, we could even do it better this way. And they're not working together, actively engaged, actively committed. They're sending you a message that perhaps they don't view you as credible as you think you are.
Or if they continue just to give you specifications.
Right.
If they continue to tell you how you're going to do business with them, then you're still just a vendor. But if they call you in, you know, and I'll tell you something, Pam, for my entire career, when I don't remember the exact time, but I remember many decades ago when I would bid a project. I was in the business where we would bid. And my first bid, when I realized that I was bidding on some specifications that somebody else had contributed to and I hadn't, I said to myself, I'm on the wrong side of this desk here. And so I figured out real quick that if I could become a credible partner with my customers, I could write the specifications for them. Over time, my customers would call me and they'd say, hey, Jim, I need to do a bid. Will you come help me with the specifications?
That's right. And that's a sign.
That was my first sign
that they viewed you that way.
That was my first foray into trying to become a credible partner, and it got to the point where my customers would call me and say, hey, Jim, I got a competitive proposal here. Would you come help me evaluate it?
That's right. So what you've given is a great example of all the things that we've been talking about, which is that they're giving you the signals by turning to you, by listening to what you have to say, by actively incorporating that they view you as credible.
Whether you're bidding a project or not, regardless of how you go to market, don't think of it as specifically a bid, but the same kind of a relationship. If your customers aren't confiding in you, if they're not asking you those kinds of things, those kinds of questions, if they're not bringing you into their inner circle, their circle of trust, so to speak, then they don't view you as a credible partner regardless of whether you think you are. Right, Pam?
That's right. But the good news is there are things you can do, and that's the topic for a whole other conversation between us.
Well, we'll have to do that next time, but give us a hint of what that might be.
Well, the hint is to find out where this resistance to your credibility that you think you have is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It can come from a number of places, and it's important to understand.
It might be that
are.
The person before you in your industry was not trustworthy, and they view you the same way.
It could be, and it could be other things as well.
Yeah, which we'll talk about next time. How about that?
Sounds good.
Pamela Harper, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
BusinessAdvance.com, that's her website. Check it out. And don't forget to ask her for that new report on credible partnering. And we'll get Pam back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas. I'll be back for another hour after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.